right, we're back, and I'm going to bring to the line. I just switched this. Nice little juggle I did there, right, Susanna Cole?
You did. You juggle very well. People should know that about you. You're a juggler.
Sure.
On top of everything else.
Hey, that was the first perfectly smooth hour with a guest.
Yes.
A little technical glitch there, but that's okay. No, nobody needs to hear about that. Very, very minor. Everything's going great. But here we are. Here we are. And I'm so glad that she came to us. And we dug into this thing pretty deep. And I want to have a conversation with you. I want to get your as a matter of fact, I want you to talk to the listeners about your feelings on this. And you and I share the same opinions. But I'll rant after I hear your words.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think it's a damn shame that the Saudis can come into this country and they are allowed to treat a United States citizen that way. When they come to our country, they're supposed to abide by our laws. Our employment laws also apply to them. It is illegal to discriminate against someone in the United States of America for being a woman. You're not allowed to do that. And obviously, the prince is allowed to do whatever he feels like doing. And she even wrote a letter to Obama. She's never heard anything back from anybody. She's basically going at this alone. She does have some people helping her, but nobody is taking her seriously. And in her community, she can't get any help because the Saudis come in. And they throw cash around. Just last year, they donated $11 million to the Mayo Clinic, to build a wing, to put, for skin grafts and stuff like that for cosmetic purposes. The airport there in Rochester, they lengthened their runways to accommodate the Saudi airplanes. And when they come in, they will sometimes even come in on 747s that are flying hospitals because they bring all of their sick here and they throw around money. And so, you know, it is my opinion and my feeling that nobody's going after these guys because they don't want the cash cow to leave. You know, they want the Saudis to keep coming. And so what does that say about us, you know, as a country? When, you know, you can go into any small town in America and you will see that the mom and pop places that used to be there are gone. And they are now owned by foreigners, Middle Easterners. They come in and most, if not some of them, if not most, are Saudis. They come in, they buy these convenience stores up, your corner convenience stores, your little restaurants, all these places. They buy them up. They also are heavily invested in our malls and in our grocery store, okay? And our, and the grocery stores and stuff that you guys go to. And what most people don't know is that they don't have to pay taxes on the money they make here.
Crazy. Tax-free.
Yes.
Cash only. No wonder why they're running around with a bunch of cash. Listen, sure. We come back. You know, we're going to take a break here, right? When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, do not go away. Because I called the mayor of Rochester, Minnesota, and I gave him a piece of my mind, didn't I, Susanna Cole?
You certainly did.
I could only leave him a message, but we're going to hold him accountable. Now, I also contacted the Marriott, asked them to do a little bit of work on our behalf for a member of their community. Now, the Marriott didn't hire these people. They just benefited as a bunch of gluttonous corporate pigs and wallowed in all the profits from the Saudi family. Who even cares about this one girl in Rochester that was a driver ticked off about being fired because she's a woman? Who cares, right? Don't go away. Wait till you hear this call to the mayor.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Anna Cole.
I'm here.
Here we are.
Hi.
So I'm sitting and through the break just stewing, as I have been. Stewing about the state of affairs, not just, you know, we're talking about the Saudis, the royal families. You know, who are these elite, okay? First of all, how do these people acquire wealth? How do they acquire wealth? Where does the money come from?
Well, I think at this point, they're kind of just born into it. I mean, it's Saudi oil.
Can I tell you what I was thinking about? You want to hear my answer to that question?
I do, yes.
The money comes from us!
A lot of it, yes.
We buy gasoline, we buy oil. Actually, almost all of the wealth that these people have acquired is off the backs of the people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Consume,
and the money rolls uphill. The people that are down at the bottom, like Gretchen Cooper, they get kicked out to the curb for whatever fetish reason they have.
That's right.
You know, it's just such a terrible thing that a woman should be driving like that. But they're the same people that'll take little boys and diddle them in private, correct? Don't they, like, shuttle kids around like that?
Sure. Sure they do.
And boy,
all the elites do.
Am I allowed to say boy diddling, by the way?
Well, if you aren't, it's too late now.
it's called pedophilia, and I guess that was a nicer way of doing it. But listen, I am very, very upset. And on behalf of Gretchen Cooper, I made a couple of telephone calls, one of which was to the manager at the JW Marriott there in Rochester, Minnesota, that's directly across from the Mayo Clinic. You see, they weren't aware of Gretchen Cooper's story. Now, do they have a responsibility or an obligation to help Gretchen? Well, she wasn't an employee of theirs, although she was essentially had to throw the keys on their property. Mm-hmm. And of course, they profited from having the Saudi family take up the entire 11th floor, right?
Yeah, and they are named in the lawsuit.
They are, and that's why I contacted them, because they are named in this lawsuit against Prince Abdul Rahman bin Abdul Aziz and Mohammed El Bashir. Okay,
pronounced that really well, by the way.
Thank you. How about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
Oh man, see, I can't even do that.
Say
Mach. I can't. Mach.
Yeah.
I'm getting better.
That's okay. You know what? I don't want to. I don't want to be offensive in that way. But I do pronounce their name, and I do have a tremendous amount of respect for the Muslims, but not necessarily the rich Saudi royal family people. So I'll mangle their names. But
yeah,
anyway,
there you go. And we should talk also about when we were trying to get a hold of the corporate Marriott, the amount of layers they have protecting them.
They do. Actually, that's going to be the main topic of our discussion. I want to play this thing right now. Okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Here's the call that I made to the mayor of Rochester. Okay?
Hello, this is Mayor Brady. I'm sorry I'm missing your call. Please leave a message at the tone and I will get back with you as soon as possible. If this is an urgent call, please call my associate at 507-328-2700.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mayor Ardell Brady. My name is Pete Santilli. And by the way, just want to let you know, I'm the host of the Pete Santilli Show. It's a nationally syndicated radio talk show. My telephone number is 828-738-6588. I'm actually leaving this message. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm actually going to play this message on the air just so you can't say, well, I didn't know. I'm sure you get your voicemails. I want you to call me back because this is what I'm going to do. I want to hold you accountable for a matter that pertains to a Gretchen Cooper and a couple of other individuals that I can certainly give you a copy of the complaint. It's a lawsuit that was filed. Gretchen Cooper is a member of your community, and she's filed a lawsuit against Prince Abdul Rahman bin Abdul Aziz. And here's what I want to tell you, sir. A crime was committed. There was unlawful acts, discriminatory acts, whereby she was terminated in her capacity as a limousine driver for being a woman. And this happened in 2010. And, sir, if you've been in that seat since 2010, shame on you. And if you don't know what the matter is regarding, shame on you even bigger. Please call me at 828-738-6588. This is not a legal matter. This is a public relations matter. Because if your city, you as the mayor, do not help Gretchen Cooper, I'm going to hold you personally accountable. And I will bring it into the public light that you essentially cater to the Saudi Arabians and you don't help out your local residents such as Gretchen Cooper. My name is Pete Santilli, 828-738-6588. If I do not get a call back from you, I will escalate the amount of exposure that I will give to you as the mayor of that city. And that's not a threat. I'm just saying that she needs the help, and we're not going to wait another couple of years to get her the help that she so deserves. And if you're willing to do that, that's great. I will also, in kind, I will give you, of course, recognition for helping her out. Please do the right thing and call me back. Thank you. Okay. So I remember the fire that I had inside of me when we were making these telephone calls. And Susanna,
yes.
Isn't it amazing how you see, folks, any one of you out there, okay, can be stunned, put back on your heels, throw us the keys, get kicked out on the curb, right? In a heartbeat. The rich Prince Umbaba Mama, once he brings his heavy hand upon thee, you're gone. You're out on the curb. Although it is completely and totally illegal to do exactly what they did here in the United States of America. You cannot do that. But guess what? In order for Gretchen to pursue her interests and to either get her job back, right, or to bring this to the public light and say, you know what, here in America, you can't fire women. It's discriminatory. What does she have to go through in order to get, not retribution, but remedy?
Yes, remedy is a good word, because even she said it's not about the money. Right at this point, it's not. She's moved on, you know, as far as the money goes. But at the time, it was about the money. She's a single mother. She lives paycheck to paycheck. So when the Saudis came in and they promise good money for people who are willing to work, people who are willing to drive. The first time they came in, she was allowed to drive, and she drove the whole 6 weeks. And, you know, she said that she made enough money so that she could help support her and her children for the year. I mean, it really, really helped her. So the next time they came back, she was really looking forward to that because it's kind of a buffer for her. She's just like every other American. They're struggling. You know, we're all struggling. So she worked one day, and the next day she comes in, she's told to hand in her keys, and she's not allowed to work anymore for the Saudis because she's a woman. Now, when the Saudis come to America, they're under our federal law. They have to abide by our laws, just like we would have to abide by their laws and wear burqas and all kinds of stuff like that when we're over there. Ask our military people. They'll tell you. Mm-hmm. They can't even go off the base because they can't, they're not supposed to mingle with the population because our cultures clash so much, you know. But they can come over here and they can act like royalty over here when really, when you cross that line and you come into America, you're no better than the rest of us. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And these guys are able to discriminate against her because, the community doesn't want to lose the Saudi money and wants to keep them coming back.
The city favors the Saudi Arabians. Why? Because, why do you think they're favoring the Saudi Arabians?
Because they're a cash cow, and they come in and they spend $100,000 a day. Gretchen was telling the story about the princess. She went one day and one day was just to buy diet pills. And I don't think I can say which diet pill it was on the air, but it was very popular at the time. And they bought $22,000 worth of this diet pill to send back to Saudi Arabia. $22,000.
$22,000, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually just pulled this up. We did some background on the Marriott, too. Let's hold them accountable. Does the Marriott, do they want to help out the local residents that are victimized or discriminated against? No, because, you see, the Marriott wants hotels in Saudi Arabia, all right? J.W. Marriott Jr. is chairman and chief executive officer of Marriott International, right? He's opened lots of hotels in Saudi Arabia. And they have some investment information, of course, but, you know, of course, they want to cater to them. They're having Agenda 21 meetings at the Saudi Arabian. Really? This is interesting. I just got a link on this. Having Agenda 21 meetings at the Marriott with the Saudi government.
Yes.
They make money. It's a cash cow. They don't want to go up against the Saudi Arabians. Gretchen, you see, if she picks up the phone and she calls, let's say, the confidential hotline at the Marriott to file a complaint, you can't even imagine what she has to go through in order to do that. She's been fighting this thing for a couple of years. The federal government is not helping her. The Mayo Clinic, of course, wants their wings, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's right.
They want their new wings. They want the millions and millions of dollars. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a tiny little individual employee that gets kicked to the curb, regardless of the laws that are put in place, you see, the laws only apply to make you feel comfortable until the situation arises. How do I know this? I'm a whistleblower with a large corporation. We come back. We're going to talk about whistleblowing a little bit. I'm going to peruse the news, of course. And Susanna Cole, you want to stay with me for a little bit longer?
I would love to. I would love to.
Awesome. We will peruse some of the news because I need to go over a couple of things. We're gonna shift gears a little bit. President Obama's looking mighty presidential as a result of this concocted storm that blew into the Northeast.
Refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed.
all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Somebody who works very, very hard behind the scenes. This is the way we work. We actually take naps in between days. We work the clock, right? There's so much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're trying to find out about trends that are happening in the news. And we are left to our own devices to take a look at all this information that comes to us and say, what the heck are they doing here? For instance, we looked at the hurricane, the path of the hurricane, the timing of the hurricane, and the fact that it could have been concocted, right? There's a very strong possibility that it actually was. Weather modification is a very real weapon of mass destruction. They know how to control this stuff. They know how to direct it directly into the area right where it landed. Period. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is a fact. I've had Dr. Nick Begich on the show scientifically discussing about the possibility that HAARP could be used to modify the weather, right? And direct it. So there is technology out there. Now, there are other disturbing trends that are taking place. Second of which is the impact that this has on the election. And Susanna, if you remember this, I don't know if you recall, we heard from a gentleman that said, don't leave your home between now and November because you might not be able to get back. You remember we heard about that?
We did. We had someone send an email that they had gotten from a friend who knows about such things. And you'll be able to explain that better, of course. And the email was warning him not to go anywhere during that time period because you may not be able to get back home.
And this was a non-conspiracy theorist. Nobody that was even talking about HAARP or anything like that. This is a federal law enforcement person that, uh-huh, that told his firearms dealer, hey, you better not leave home, because you might not be able to get home, and that's all I can tell you. And he hung up the phone. So They've been planning for this. It's just miraculous how they stage FEMA. They've got the president, you know, 7 days prior to the storm signing executive orders that the eye of a hurricane is going to land, you know, within 3 feet of Battery Park in New York City. How mm-hmm. does he know this? I have no clue. You know what I think, though? I think that the storm wasn't as strong as what they anticipated.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as strong as what they anticipated.
Well, obviously not.
But it still has had a significant impact. As a matter of fact, did you see the picture of, what's his name? Christy from New Jersey?
Yes.
That guy has the biggest fupa I've ever seen in my entire life. Doesn't
yeah.
he?
Ladies, yeah.
For those of you that don't know what a fupa is, it's just that area, that the front upper part of his belly that kind of hangs over the front side of him. That guy looks like Humpty Dumpty, okay? And mm-hmm. the poor guy, anyways, I just saw a picture of him. I thought it was absolutely horrid. But both him and Barack Obama taking, I guess, this political opportunity to capitalize on the path and the destruction, it's strictly political theater, period. I'm mm-hmm. so disgusted by it. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is absolutely theater, every single bit of it. From the weather broadcast all the way down the line to local, even to your local media, they just amp this stuff up and get ready because President Obama's going to take away a couple of freedoms today.
If you want to think of the possibilities, okay, because here Pete Santilli, you know, we try to dig up. Obviously, we do. Journalistically, I think we do a pretty good job. Occupy corporatism is just straight up investigative journalism. Period.
Oh, yes,
we'll
absolutely.
Comment on our stories, but we do a lot of investigative journalism. My job is really to comment on the possible and the theatrical stuff. For instance, when I see a picture of Barack Obama sitting in the Situation Room talking about the hurricane, right? Isn't that remarkable how they show a picture of him sitting in the Situation Room?
Sure, but he looks very presidential, doesn't he?
Last week, they should have been showing a picture of him in the Situation Room watching our diplomats and our service members getting shellacked by the team of Al-Qaeda people that he sent in there with the CIA. Sitting in the Situation Room at that point, that's what needed to come forward to the American public. Don't you agree? No, but what he needs to do is look presidential. You see, because there's an election coming up. That's why Valerie Jarrett says, bring in the storm! Valerie Jarrett is going to be on Occupy Corporatism tomorrow. You don't want to miss that scathing article that Suzanne Posel is working on. Guess what else? The power outage has an impact on the financial markets. I don't know what they're doing with the financial system, but I will say this. Power outage hits Knight Capital and cuts off trading. Isn't it amazing that Reuters is popping off all these articles about how the trading system's been shut down, the economy is being impacted? Don't you find that amazing, Susanna Cole?
Oh, it's so amazing.
So this perfect storm, this so-called perfect storm, the convergence, right,
mm-hmm.
of the political, military, why don't we push away all the news about, we'll call it Benghazi, presidential Barack Obama replaces his picture of him in the Situation Room watching our Americans die in Benghazi. And it replaces that with a very presidential picture of him looking at a storm that was concocted by a bunch of Luciferians. I am no longer tricked into believing that this entire system is set up for my favor. You need to know that it is all concocted to make you believe something that does not exist. Barack Obama must be taken in and put into a jail cell for freaking.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
I'm taking your calls. Call me at 1-800-313-9443. Taking your calls. And we have, let's see, Savvy from Texas on line one. Go ahead, Savvy. Welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. What's going on?
Hey, okay, here's the thing. Follow me on this one, okay?
Okay,
first of all, it went through my news feed about the $43 trillion deal, right? Right after that, now this is rumor because I didn't find an article on it, but it went through the news feed about the stock market was going to drop below so low that it was going to be real bad news. I'm not real familiar with the stock market, mind you. But at any rate, the next thing you know, we've got this hurricane coming. And it just so happens that at 6.02 p.m. in Florida, there was an indictment brought against Obama because of the leaking of this information. So at any rate, I find it interesting that I had heard right before that that Clinton was going conveniently to do the spiel for Obama in Florida while Obama had to rush to the White House because this hurricane thing was so horrible. And mind you, I'm not making light of it for the people it affected. God love you, and my heart goes out to you. But so then I sent you an email, and here's here's what it says from Reuters. I'm not so sure how I feel about them, but at any rate, it says that power outage kicks Knight Capital, cuts off trading.
Right.
So it's just like everything, just all these pieces to these puzzles are coming together. It's just a matter of linking everything up. And I just find it strange, and I just wanted to give people some other things to think about, because it's just all falling into place. And we gotta kick this. We gotta make changes, because I'm telling you, I think the things they expected to happen, like the looting and that didn't happen. So we're absolutely doing something right, but this has definitely got to stop. I say, Pete Santilli, exposing the lies, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, there you go. That's great. That's
and
absolutely
there
right.
You have it.
Savvy, let me ask you this. I want to have a conversation with me about this, okay? Because as we analyze these trends, because you know what? We don't have access to confidential information, right?
Exactly.
We don't have access to top secret information about how they whip up these storms, but we know that they do it. We know that they
mm-hmm.
do. Yeah. We
yes,
don't have access to information as to how they, set up Pearl Harbor and just throw a whole bunch of us underneath the bus and start world wars, right? We don't
right.
have access to that. So we can only speculate and find out 30, 40 years down the road that that's exactly how our government has operated for the past 50 years. Correct?
Exactly.
And then we hear about these lobbyists, right, talking outwardly about false flag attacks and stuff like that, right?
Exactly.
So we are left, and here's what I want to communicate to you, okay, and to everybody. We are left to our own devices, okay, to hear weirdos like Patrick Clawson say this.
We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that.
Right.
I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why?
Now they're out in the open. They're actually committing these acts of false flags, right? Killing.
Out in the open.
Killing people, just really, just out in the open, just talking about it. They're lobbying for it, for that matter.
Right.
But, Savvy, what we have to do is to analyze the news and scrutinize the news and tie everything together like you're doing relentlessly, like we're doing relentlessly. I consider
exactly.
you and every other listener to be a member of this team of people that we have to pay attention to this. Because, Savvy, here's my question. You're from Texas, right?
Yeah, well, yes.
What are you going to do in Texas when UN troops are on the streets surveying the landscape for martial law or for that matter, I understand you guys are going to do something when they man the voting booths. They're going to be monitoring voting booths, correct?
Yes, I'm assuming so. I don't really watch the news because I'm just so sick of being lied to.
We're being lied to. This is what's going to happen, Savvy, all right? And,
yeah,
and I want you to tell the listeners as well, because I'll be able to answer
here in
this.
Texas, they won't take it. People here in Texas are real firm in their beliefs about their land.
What happens when a false flag takes place? What should we do? How should we respond to it?
You know, just keep gathering the information, because in every lie there is some truth. And you just keep gathering the information, and eventually, you know, history does repeat itself, and you'll be able to hopefully jump the gun on them. Right now, it used to be kind of the rule of don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Now they don't really give a damn. They're clapping with their hands instead of, you know, not letting us know what it is they've got going. But
here's some truth. You want to hear it?
I'm sorry?
The truth is that a lot of people have died, right? How many people have died in this hurricane?
Oh, my God. I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know the accurate count.
Yeah, it's probably, I think it's like 50 people. I don't even know what the body count is. How many people have been displaced? Their homes have been destroyed. Quite a few, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, honest to God, if people could just come together, and I heard a lady on another program, she lost her home. She lost her home, but she actually had another house that they went to, and they opened it up to other people to come because people were left homeless. I mean, seriously, homeless, and I unfortunately know that feeling all too well. because of a disaster I suffered last year. But if I can get this point out to the listeners, honest to God, material things, who cares? They come and go. Don't worry about material things, you know, all these antiques or whatever you've got that you just can't lose. They're worthless. Take care of the people that are around you. Take care of your animals. Try to be safe. If just like we knew this was coming, and I wanted to bring that up, you mentioned about you believe that this hurricane was intended to be stronger, and somehow or another it didn't reach its capacity. And I've got to tell you, I'm so happy it, you know, I mean, they're making attempts, but that one really, although there's damage and that one really kind of failed in their face. That in itself gives me hope, because they're trying to get so slick that they're screwing themselves up.
Do you think that it's a coincidence that Benghazi, we already know that that's a scam, okay? Benghazi, the hurricane, the fact that Barack Obama is about to lose an election, and the $43 trillion lawsuit, that's all of this is just written right in front of our faces. Do you think any of these are interrelated? And do you think they're trying to capitalize on any of this stuff to basically strangle us? And for that matter, like CNBC executives putting the word, they want to send a message out, you know, hey, any other executives that want to bring out news about $43 trillion lawsuits, your babies are going to die, right?
Exactly.
Are we to analyze these things? Now, we can only speculate, right?
Well, yeah, but when you look at their actions and their behaviors and the things that are going on, and I think they're all interrelated. I do not believe in coincidence.
We have to analyze this stuff. We have to take a look at the patterns that they set. Ladies and gentlemen, and Savvy, you can agree or disagree with me. And by the way, thank you for calling in again, and thank you for everything that you do every single day by sending me all of your links and your stories. Thank you very much. Okay?
Take care.
All right. Take care. You know, so Benghazi, that's a scam. Okay? President Barack Obama needs to be literally tried for treason. Treason against our country. Okay? I saw a poster that the Navy SEALs wrote up that when he wanted bin Laden, the SEALs came to his rescue. When they needed him to call the hard shots, where was that NDAA basketball dribbling Barack Obama? What was he doing? Telling everybody to stand down. Stand down. Don't worry about it. It's a CIA operation.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls? Even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Okay, so here we are back from, I said I was going to make mistakes. I thought it was going to go perfect. I actually looked away from the board. And the next clip came up. But this is exactly what I've been working on the past several days to get everything perfectly in tune with Republic Broadcasting. Thank you very much for your patience. Welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. And I'm going to recover here real quick with the break that comes up here in just the next few minutes. But between now and then, I'm going to finish my thought. And I actually would have been much better off if I had completed this thought. Benghazi, we already know that that is an absolute scam. That we actually have people in the Barack Obama administration, including Hillary Clinton, who are posturing, positioning, covering up, and guess who suffers from that? not just the American people, but how about the dead bodies that are left as a result of Barack Obama saying, stand down, Navy SEALs. Stand down, U.S. military. We know that you can go in there and obliterate that area and go in and take anybody out, for that matter. Anyone. We have the technology to be able to do anything. Telling them to stand down and then coming out of the Situation Room. And from what I understand, I heard rumors that Barack Obama for 7 hours was taking a look at the circumstances unraveling in Benghazi. He had first-hand knowledge in that Situation Room. And then he comes out of the Situation Room, and you know what he does? He basically, and I'm gonna speak to the African-American community. You see, we already know that you're on Twitter sending yourselves messages and then watching Kanye West and Kim Kardashian doing their thing, and you talking about the next NFL game that's going on. We got you busy worrying about that. So when Barack Obama comes out and says, I am trying to save the world. You know, this movie thing just got all these people up in an uproar, and look at all the dead bodies that ended up as a result. You know, shame on that movie maker. We're going to make him go to jail. It was all a lie. But you don't know this stuff, you see, because we have you so dumbed down in Compton with stupid crap. We do. We have you dumbed down. That's the way Barack Obama, who I voted for, the man with hope and change, the next Martin Luther King. And I said, man, this country is great. Look at this guy. This one of the boys from the hood came up, man. I'm going to go vote for him. I'm going to vote Democrat for the first time in my life. Guess what he did? He not only messed with you, he screwed me. He screwed every single race here in America. He's let down every single human being. And I was mentioning before that the Navy SEALs are so disappointed. They're trying to come out for their brethren against Barack Obama. And you know what's happening to them? They're being censored on Facebook. They're being censored on Twitter. They're being censored because they don't want to make the president look bad. You see, because that's how the whole system operates. They have such a strangulating hold on us to where they can whip up a storm. They can control an election. They can control your mind. They control the media. They control the weaponry. They control everything, including the behind-the-scenes stuff like the CIA junk that they use to run guns, literally. Guns, days after the Benghazi event, guns were released from Libya and sent to Syria. Did you know that? Or did you know more about Kanye West's new song? What did you know more about? Did you know that a shipment, the largest shipment ever, immediately following the Benghazi hit, left Libya and was sent to Syria? And did you know that those guns actually showed up at the doorstep of Al-Qaeda, who were supporting? You see, because John McCain and Lindsey Graham, these senators, they talk and speak like they're trying to save our country. But let me translate it for you, okay? You're a member of the African-American community, and you're going to go support Barack Obama because, as you say, and I hear you say this a lot, that he's African-American, right? And you have to support him. So you're going to go vote for him regardless. You haven't been paying attention to the truth that this man is supporting the same Al-Qaeda that killed your brothers and sisters. Kill them. We've been fighting for how many years against Al-Qaeda? Guess what we're doing now? We are literally sending hundreds of millions of dollars in armament to Al-Qaeda. And you don't know this. You know why? Because you got not just African-Americans, but you got crackers like John McCain, who are out there saying that we're going to send arms to the freedom fighters. Freedom fighters? Is that what you're calling them? And then you're also removing, this is the truth, and you don't know this because we've got you whipped up into a dumbed down frenzy on Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, you see. And we got you reciting really stupid stuff, like you're allowed to use Ebonics on Twitter, and we like that. We just keep you going on Twitter to do that. Because on the backside, what we're doing is we're letting Hillary Clinton, as a result of the Benghazi thing, she's actually letting the MEK, the Mujahideen, letting them go. See, they used to be terrorists, They used to be listed as terrorists. But because of all this behind-the-scenes CIA stuff that Barack Obama is involved in, we now support the MEK. We release them from the terrorist list. Because that's how they roll behind the scenes while you're on Twitter, while you're talking about Kanye West. Now, we're going to take a break. Now we're going to take a break. And I'm going to recover from this. I sure will. Okay? So thank you very much for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. Here I have my bump-out music. So I made one mistake. I'm doing great. And at the 51-minute mark, normally. So I interrupted my spiel. Threw me off a little bit. But you know what? That's okay. We come back. I'm going to have my final commentary.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. You are listening to Pete Santilli from the Pete Santilli Show. Welcome, all AM stations through the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are in the chat room right now, and you are in a city that does not carry this show on AM radio, if you could, put in a request to your local AM radio station by clicking that button at the top that says RBN. And you will see the instructions for how you can get this show on AM radio. We expect to take the message of truth, and it's going to be raw truth. I'm telling you that right now. And I'm going to tell you some things that are happening. On this Friday, I'm actually going on, a show out of New Zealand, and that's going to be between 3 and 5. I've got a lot of people right now that are asking me to come on their show to talk about the topics that we're covering, hard-hitting topics, for instance, that $43 trillion lawsuit is just now. Now, if it weren't for the hurricane, this thing would have been really, really big news. I'm going to end the show on the following notes. The $43 trillion lawsuit, as you dig into that thing, and I'm getting a lot of pushback from people, and you're pushing back in the wrong areas. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, you can't tie in the fact that the CNBC guy, you know, his babies died the following day, that any of those are related. Well, you know what I can do? I can bring it to the public light. I sure did. Make everyone think about it. And guess what? As a result of that tragic set of circumstances, it came to the public light. Isn't that miraculous? I tied the two in together. I was one of the first ones to post that. And then everybody else, of course, shared this information. It was important information, spread like wildfire, virally across the internet. One of the biggest stories in alternative media. And one of the very few alternative media outlets right now, the biggest one that exists. You put that website, and I don't want to give them free advertising in this regard. They finally, after 5 or 6 days, published the article and did not emphasize the following issues. There are things contained in that lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen, that have been going on for many, many years. I have been fighting these battles against banks as a consumer advocate, trying to help people fight to keep the banks back and stopping them from foreclosure based on MERS. MERS is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this over and over and over again. It doesn't matter who the attorney is. It doesn't matter who the PR agency is. It doesn't matter that it was a press report. And you know what matters? Is that there is a lawsuit right now against the banksters, against the rich people. You want to support that. You don't want to be against that. And you want to support the outlets that are covering it. Okay? I'm going to give recognition to Intel Hub. They jumped all over that thing like crazy. Right away. They were at the top of the rankings. The Pete Santilli Show covered the issue. A lot of other alternative media outlets are cheering this thing on. You want to support the outlets that are covering this issue, and you want to stay away from the ones that are not bringing out the truth. Why? Because the day has come, ladies and gentlemen. The day has come where people are coming onto the scene in what we're going to call the true media, the true alternative media, where we will expose the truth, not just the truth about our government, the truth about a concocted system, the truth about the mainstream media. We're also going to share the truth no matter what, no matter what, on behalf of you, the listener, you, the reader, on your behalf. We are beholden to you and you only. I don't care if you're Jabba the Hutt sitting on top of your big gluttonous butt in your mainstream alternative media chair. We will come after those people for one reason only. Because we are beholden